All right. That was some Svolder on Through the Moonless Night. I have been off for a few weeks, and coming back to you now, playing 2 hours of metal, mostly metal. I think tonight I'm going to try to fill out the set with mostly physical media, so CDs and LPs. If I'm starting to get a little pressed for time, I didn't fully create the playlist ahead of time. I just sort of picked a bunch of CDs and vinyl that I thought looked good. So it's not super well planned out, so there's a chance I might play some digital in there. But at least as far as what I've picked, everything is basically metal. I might throw some Rush in there, but otherwise we're looking at Svolder, Bathory, Manowar, Hunok, Zophos, Deicide, and some other good stuff. I don't want to spoil the whole set. As a bit of a, housekeeping, PSA, whatever you want to call it, I'm probably not going to continue this show for much longer. I might return to it eventually, but I'm finding that I do not have time in my day to plan out these sets. They're kind of long. I mean, it's 2 hours of music every week. For those who care, I do have a job, and I do movies, and I'm trying to sort of get that part of my life going, and it has been, which is great. But that also means that I have limited time to allocate to other things. So unfortunately, I am going to have to put this on pause in the new year. But I am going to have a few more shows here today, and probably the next 2 weeks or so. I know that this slot falls under Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, so probably won't do those shows. So I think this is, the penultimate to the penultimate show. So I've got 3 more shows, basically, including this one. All right, enough blathering. That was Svolder, some great Canadian black metal, very prolific guy there, doing some great GBK influence, but much more than that, black metal, great album. And he did mention, I believe, that he's working on a new one for that band, so looking forward to that. Another artist that is putting out or just put out a new album this year, Pissgrave. Sort of not as into it. I gave it a few listens and it sort of didn't click. I gotta go back to it, but this is actually their previous album, Posthumous Humiliation. I'm going to play a track off of that on LP here. Let me make sure I got everything figured out. Yep. All right, so this is off of Pissgrave's previous album. I think it's their second. Let's get into it. This is Through the Moonless Night, and we've got an hour and 50 minutes of music ahead, so enjoy. The vinyl sounds a little weird. I'm going to try the other turntable. In the meantime, here's some Celtic Frost.
Central.
welcome back. That was some Nile, the first two tracks off of Annihilation of the Wicked. I've been re-listening to that album quite a bit, and it's one of those albums that was pretty formational for me. It came out right around the time that I was getting into extreme metal, and, you know, I'm sort of forgetting the exact timing of it all, but pretty sure I listened to it relatively soon after it came out, maybe within the year or so, and it was definitely on the line as far as being, like, too heavy for me, and I was definitely taken aback by just how kind of... I just never really heard anything approaching brutal death metal. I mean, I guess maybe some Cannibal Corpse, but which I didn't really like, and I think there was just something about the like, Egyptian, you know, themes and the kind of acoustic, cool Egyptian sounds that kind of pulled you in. And then, I don't know, I just got really taken by the... I never really heard that kind of, like, wall of like, riffing sound where it's just almost like a buzzing kind of, like, heavy wall of sound that they kind of have on this one, especially on this album, and maybe, like, the one before it. Yeah, I mean, it stuck with me, and I still think it's a really, really great album. They've kind of honestly lost me